Garrison FM live from Inverness, just over, hey! Yeah, you can tell there's free sandwiches here, can't you? Right, okay. No sausage rolls, though. Anyway, welcome from me, Mark Page, to Wimberley Way in Inverness. It's the MOD patch. We're in the Three Scots Community Centre here. We've got quite a turnout. You could hear the cheers there just for the free sandwiches. We've got a whole host of people with us. But first of all, I'd like to introduce the Provost of Inverness. Would you like to introduce yourself to our Garrison FM audience?
Hello, everyone. My name's Jimmy Greer, and I'm proud to be the Provost of Inverness. Inverness is the one of the Scotland's six cities, and is the farthest north city in Scotland, and it's the capital of the Highlands.
So, Jimmy, can I ask you, how long have you been Provost here in Inverness?
I've been Provost for 4 years. There's actually 26 councillors in Inverness, and there's 80 across Highland. So the 26 councillors elected me 4 years ago, and I've been proud to be the Provost for the last 4 years. It happens to be the ward, Wimberley Way is in my ward in Melbourne, so I've had a long relationship with the Army here in Inverness.
So tell me about the council. It's the Highland Council.
It's a Highland Council, and Inverness is a city in the Highlands, and it was awarded city status on the basis of the city region. A smaller city, but we've got the largest region in the UK for local government. We've got somewhere in a region of 10,000 square miles to cover. Huge, 1,400 miles of road, so there's massive amount of areas to cover. Not a huge population, but it brings with it its issues. But it's a lovely, lovely area to be. Inverness itself is a beautiful area. We've got the river that runs through the centre of the castle, and we're just in the proximity to Loch Ness. So we've got many, many attractions here in the Highlands.
Well, it's a very good sales job you've done for Inverness and for the region.
I hope so. Yeah,
it's a very northerly posting for the Army, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, for many people who come here, they find it initially as a very northern area to be in, but they acclimatise very, very quickly. The benefits of that, whether it's a nice area to be in, and we've got some very, very good schools, particularly here for the Army. The Rigmore Primary for years have been where the Army children have gone. Very, very good school for primary school. We've got the Milburn School, where most of the secondary pupils go. So it's an area where families can very, very quickly acclimatise to, and they feel at home very, very quickly here.
There's a lot of new service industries, a lot of new supermarkets, a lot of new business here. Has Inverness undergone sort of a surge in that area in the last few years?
For a number of years, Inverness was the largest and fastest growing city. Fastest growing city in Europe. It grew very, very, very quickly on the backs of very successful businesses here. The oil industry, there's a service centre for the oil industry. 5,500 people are involved in the oil industry here. It's also now, we've got the Scotland's newest university, University of Highlands and Islands, has been based here. We've got Health Sciences, LifeScan private company, who are now owned by Johnson & Johnson, but they do self-diagnostic equipment. So there's a whole range of businesses based here in the Highlands, and it's a centre for renewables, Scotland and the UK and maybe Europe's renewables. Onshore and offshore, the renewable industry is flourishing here, and is the Pentland Firth in the far north is probably one of the best areas for renewable energy in Europe. So quite a lot of potential here. Scotland's problem, same as every other area, and it'd be wrong not to recognise that, but we're doing relatively well in some of these difficult times.
Okay, well, could I ask you to do the honours and officially launch Garrison FM for us?
Okay, I'd be delighted to do that. As Provost of Inverness, I'd just like to welcome the Army's Radio Service Garrison FM to its 12th location here in Inverness.
Yay! Provost, thank you. Thanks for joining us here on Garrison FM, live from Wimberley Way in Inverness. Garrison FM it is, live from Inverness. Now we're in our 12th location, two in a day is going some. There we were at Fort George with the old facilities and phone wires and everything. And Terry Butcher, the manager of Inverness Cali Thistle, the SPL team, came and did the big switch on for us. We met some of Three Scots there. We're now in Wimberley Way, which is the MOD patch. And of course, Three Scots families are based here. We'll be chatting with Captain Alan Kennedy shortly, who heads up AWS in the Highlands. He's an ex-Royal Highland Fusilier. Mark McKenna, our breakfast DJ from Garrison FM in Edinburgh here, has increased his patch. He's now in Inverness. And, Mark, let's have a quick look at the local papers here and national papers as well today.
Yeah, front page of the Daily Record goes with Garrison FM launches in Inverness. No, it doesn't, but it will tomorrow, probably. Councillor Jimmy Gray has taken great interest in the front page of the Highland News today, which says that there's fury at the city's Chav Town label. This is Inverness has been branded a Chav Town by one of Britain's worst places to live. That's why a website is saying that. Of course, there'll be repercussions, I'm sure, of that. And the front page of the North Star for today and this week says, is rail track safe for nuclear trains?
Okay, North Stour, of course, is picked up in Dingwall, not so far from here, and that's the home of Ross County.
Yep.
Football team. Okay, Captain Alan Kennedy heads up the AWS here in the Highlands. What sort of area are you responsible for, not just Inverness and Fort George, Alan?
Everything from Stirling to Shetland.
Well, that's a fair old patch then, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's obviously I'm positioned here because that's where most of the troops are in the north of Scotland, is here. We were soon to move east to Kinloss when 39 Engineer Regiment move in, and that'll be another 1,000 army troops.
Okay, what's your view on more soldiers heading north with the drawdown from Germany?
Oh, I think it's fantastic, certainly for the local area, and I'm quite sure for instance, for Murray, who are up for the challenge anyway, it'll be a fantastic place to live, as is Inverness.
You're an ex-Royal Highland Fusilier, which are now two Scots. How did you make the transition then to the Army Welfare Service?
One could say very lucky. I retired from the regular army. I came to live in Inverness. This job came up. I applied, and I've been here for 16 years. So some say maybe too long, but that's how it goes.
Okay, and what about looking after the families, from an AWS perspective? Because, of course, we've got some ladies here and kids. Their other halves are away in Afghanistan. Three Scots are away deployed right now.
Absolutely. This is a partnership. We work hand-in-hand with the Unit Welfare Office. Scott McKenzie, Unit Welfare Officer, and all his staff. We dovetail in. We produce what we have to do and provide the best possible support. We're second line for both personal and community support, but here, the support we reckon is second to none.
Okay, Alan, thanks for joining us today here on Garrison FM.
Thank you very much.
It's Garrison FM. We're live from Wimberley Way. Me, Mark Page here. It's me, Mark McKenzie, though, just to confuse things with some of the wives. I get the glamorous end of the stick, you see. Let's speak to you first of all. What's your name?
Tracy McSevenny.
Okay, and now I recognise that name because we've spoken to your husband in the Three Scots Weekly Link Up.
Yes, he did a podcast at the very, very beginning, November time, so that's when you would have spoke to him.
And how much of a difference does that make? I know it was early in the deployment, but you were probably just glad to see him go at that point, and we were bringing him back into your living room once again. But how much of a difference does that make, hearing his voice?
It makes a difference. It lets us hear his voice and the kids especially, so that they know that daddy's still there, kind of thing, although he's far away.
Okay. Also with the storybook soldiers, I believe you had one of those done as well.
Yeah, my husband did a storybook soldier for my two younger boys, 6 and 8 year old, and they listen to that maybe once or twice a week, and that makes a difference as well. They can still hear his voice.
Excellent. What's your name?
Fran Beaton.
Okay, and your husband's deployed at the moment, but he's back in R&R, is that right?
Yes, he goes back today.
Okay, and him coming back, how much of a difference does that make, at this stage in the deployment? How good was it to see him?
Oh, it was magic. It was just like Christmas again. It was good seeing him, and my daughter loved having him here.
Okay. On the subject of Christmas, what's your name?
Karen Rankin. Karen,
okay, the guys were away over Christmas. Was that tough?
Yeah, it was more tough because it was my son's second birthday as well, so my husband missed Christmas and his birthday and New Year. He missed everything this year, unfortunately.
He's got a lot of making up to do, hasn't he?
Definitely.
I can see the bank balance is going to take one hell of a battery. What's your name?
Kat Williams.
How have the wives been getting on during the deployment? Have you all been rallying together? The welfare team been keeping you busy?
I think we've done pretty well. Yeah, we've organised some hoodies, so we're all wearing Three Scots on Tour hoodies, and the kids want to say, my daddy's my hero, and that kind of thing. So I think we're trying to be a team, doing the best we can to keep busy.
Garrison FM, now available here. I know you've been relying a lot on the podcast that we've been doing over the last few months. One more wife to speak to. What's your name?
It's Wendy Anderson.
Wendy, how much of a difference is Garrison FM going to make for you?
Big difference. So, I mean, hopefully he gets to hear this. But, yeah, I love listening to the podcast every week, and never know, I might find my husband on it one day.
Excellent. Okay. Ladies, thank you very much for your time. This is Garrison FM from our latest location, Wimberley Way in Inverness. Garrison FM, we're live from location number 12. We're in Wimberley Way, which is the home also of the welfare team. And with me is the Unit Welfare Officer, Captain Scott McKenzie. You spell your name slightly different, just in case there's anyone thinking that there's a family connection here. You're MAC, is that right?
That's correct, the correct way of spelling, McKenzie.
Oh, you think? Yeah, right. No, actually, you're bigger than me. You win on that one. The deployment, we're speaking to the wives there, and I know that they appreciate the work that you do. And I mean, really, as a welfare officer, your work gets easier when the guys are away? Are you more focused on what's going on here, or are you still having to balance that out with what's going on in operational theatre and the guys coming back?
No, I think the workload increases because not only are you providing first-line welfare support, which is your primary task, you become a kind of party planner, an events organiser, and because of the parcels that you know, a great amount of people in the UK want to send parcels to the soldiers in theatre, we're conscious that we're clogging the system up. And so we've done a deal with various organisations and schools and clubs and scouts where we travel to, you know, throughout Scotland and collect parcels, bring them back up, address them to individuals, so we know that every soldier in Three Scots Battle Group will receive at least 2 to 3 parcels, and then send them out to theatre. We also provide a brief, because some people don't necessarily understand what the soldiers are up to in theatre, the environment they're living in, and that goes down well. So you know, I've done a couple of presentations to school kids, and I've also done a brief to Age Concern in Cooper and Fife, and the age group was in an average of about 80. So, but they're well received. I've got a stat for you. In the 122 days from the 1st of October Flag Day to the 31st of January, we've ran collectively with the partnership. You know, I know Alan Kennedy's talked about the Community Partnership Delivery Group. We've run 147 events, so there's no shortage of options for the wider community, including the single soldiers left on the rear operations group. And it's all about choice. We're not trying to force people to do things. All we're saying is, if you want to come along to Sunday lunch, the cinema, the ballet, for instance, tonight, then come along and we'll facilitate.
Do you feel slightly isolated up here in Inverness?
I think you could say we're isolated. You know, the A9's not the best of roads, but when you have a look at all the facilities we've got here, I'm pretty impressed, to be honest. You know, this is the 3rd battalion I've served with, and don't get me wrong, Edinburgh's great. Edinburgh's Edinburgh. It's got loads of facilities, you know, on your doorstep, which Inverness doesn't. But the Community Partnership Delivery Group has everything here, and some would say more, on my doorstep. So if I've got vulnerable service leavers, then I've got, you know, SPVA on my doorstep. I can just go in and we can sit down and we can discuss it and help that soldier and his family move on. You know, AWS are here, and with the community development workers, you know, I've got 2 of them, and some don't. And so, you know, I'm very fortunate.
Excellent. Captain Scott McKenzie, thank you very much. This is Garrison FM.
It's Garrison FM in the Highlands. Garrison FM has opened locations 11 and 12 today, which is Fort George. And then we're in Inverness now at the community centre here, where I've had a really half-decent cup of coffee. And I want to thank a couple of ladies here. I don't know who made it, but that's Jackie Duffus and Michelle Ramsey, who are wives of 3 Scots soldiers, but they also work here at the coffee pot. So thanks for that, ladies. I don't know if there's a special technique involved in my coffee, but that was all right. Jackie, first of all, your husband is a 3 Scots soldier?
Yes.
But your husband is part of the rear party, is he?
Yes, he's here at the minute, yes.
What about you, Michelle?
My husband's away at Snow, yeah.
How does he keep in touch with you then?
Through phone calls and e-blueries, and that's it, really.
What happens here at the centre then? Apart from you ladies running the coffee pot, what happens here?
The wives come round, they have something to eat, sit with their friends, there's briefings on in here.
Have you found, I know your husband's not aware, Jackie, but I mean, have you found the briefings useful?
Yeah, they seem to, the wives seem to be liking what's been said, and the fortnightly one they especially like. It's nice for them to come in and get some information of what's going on and how their guys are getting on.
Okay, it's about 4 months in, I think, now, isn't it, Michelle?
Yeah, not long to go now.
Okay, and as you said, you keep in touch with them. Do you find it hard, or has he been, you know, away a number of times before on deployments?
No, he's been away a few times, but this time it was a bit longer before his R&R. But he's had his R&R now, so not long to go.
Thanks for joining us today, Jackie and Michelle. Live from Inverness, from the Community Centre in Wimberley Way.
It's Garrison FM. We're live from our 12th and latest location. We're in Wimberley Way in Inverness. And once again, I'm tasked with speaking to some of the wives. And what a task. Cheryl, what kind of things have you been getting up to?
Well, I have my breakfast or my lunch at the coffee pot. That's really nice. And I go to the Hubs on a Monday and a Friday for Mums and Tots. And just do whatever, the Sunday lunches as well, and the Christmas dinners and stuff like that.
Okay. Heather, are you in the same boat? Do you find that this is crucial when your husband's away?
It is, yeah. It's to meet up with people, couldn't be stuck in the house with two little kids.
And Siobhan, how has the deployment been for you so far? Are you finding it relatively easy?
Yeah, I have done. I've got my best pal Cheryl, which is quite good because we do lots of stuff together, keep the kids busy. It makes it easier.
Have any of your husbands featured on the link-ups at all?
Yes, mine has. Yeah, mine did. I didn't know he did it. It's just because I was scrolling through the website and I saw it. He didn't get the ages of our children right, but that's no surprise because he's never here to see them. But no, it was good. It was the longest I've heard his voice the whole deployment. So
yeah. That's great. He's all these miles away and he can still get himself into trouble.
Yes, yeah, has.
And caught as well. Thank you very much. And that rounds off today's live broadcast. First of all, from Fort George this morning, Fort George becoming location number 11. And now over in Wimberley Way, we've launched location number 12. This is Garrison FM.